Well, hello everybody. Hello mums and dads, boys and girls, grannies and grandas, aunties and uncles, anybody who's joining in. You are so welcome tonight on Facebook Live, Sermon Audio, or YouTube, wherever you're joining us from. Make sure, if you don't have your name in already, that you put your name into the comments box to let us know that you are watching. We have some names flooding in already, and that is great to see. You just keep them coming. And if you're new tonight, please make sure that you let us know that you're new and pop your name into the comments box. Unfortunately, Auntie Ruth is not able to be with us tonight, and I'll explain a little more about that later. But if you are on Sermon Audio or YouTube watching, please make sure, if you have her number, that you text her to let her know that you are watching with us, because she is watching online with us tonight. She's really here in spirit. And you let her know, and then she will let us know here through Facebook that you're watching, and then your name can be read out. So make sure you do that. I've welcomed you all, but I have to welcome some other very special people tonight who are taking part. Of course, we have Uncle Philip, as usual, who is behind the camera, as always. And without him, we would not have Facebook Live, Sermon Audio, or YouTube, and you would not be able to see us. So thank you to him. We also have the Wilsons from Dundonald. Now, you know that this is our special Easter service. And the Reverend Garth Wilson, who is our minister in Sandown Road Free Presbyterian Church, who's also my brother-in-law, he is here tonight to take the whole meeting. He's going to lead you in the choruses, read the comments, and he's going to do the memory verse and tell us the wonderful story. So I want you to make sure you stay with us the whole time, and he is very welcome. My sister Rachel is on the comments tonight as well. Now, they are very used to this because they have the Explorers Club on a Tuesday night in their own church. And some of you I know that watch into Beeline also watch into Explorers on a Tuesday night too. So you will be familiar with Rachel too. But she's on the comments tonight. So we want you to give her a really hard time. We want you to make her hand really sore by writing all your comments in. So make sure you do that. And she is very welcome here tonight. And of course, you remembered, I hope. We have Isaac tonight. Isaac is one of the stars of Explorers Club as well, and he is very used to doing the choruses every week there, and he is coming to help us tonight to do the choruses, and he's here, and I'm sure you can't wait to see him, and I can't wait to see him doing the choruses either. And we have Faith McCullough, who is another very faithful little girl and coming to do the choruses with us here on a regular basis at the Beeline, and she is going to help as well. So we have two helpers tonight, and we're very glad to have her, and her mum is sitting with us in the meeting too. And we also welcome Mrs. Burry in the meeting, sitting with us and joining it tonight too. So I'm not going to say any more, but I will be back up to do the announcements later, and I'm just going to pass on to Garth now. Thank you.
Thank you to Auntie Sarah, and good evening, boys and girls, mums and dads, and everybody who's watching. It's lovely to be back again at the Beeline, and we've been really enjoying it over these past number of weeks and months, and you're all doing so well. So I hope I'm not going to ruin it all tonight. I have the great possibility that could happen, but nonetheless, whatever happens, we'll hopefully enjoy it. So right now, we're going to start our first chorus, and I'm going to ask Isaac and Faith to come up and help me, and we're going to sing this chorus that is a favourite of mine, and I know a favourite of ours in Sandown as well. Alive, alive, alive forevermore, my Jesus is alive. And after all, this is the Easter service tonight, and this is the wonderful story of the Easter story. Not just that Jesus died, that's a wonderful truth, but that he also rose again and that he is alive tonight. So I hope you will really sing all your best at home.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore.
great. Thank you so much to Isaac and to Faith. So you can have a wee seat now, and we'll ask you to come up again in a wee second. So just before we open in prayer, we have comments already. So let's see who's listening and tuning in tonight. We've got Bethany and James Russell on sermon audio. We've also got Jacob Lyons, and we've got Mr. and Mrs. Sam and Elizabeth Cordner. We've got George Walker, and George says, hello, troops. Hello, George. We've got Anne Drury, we've got Myrtle and Billy Cull, we've got Anne and Raymond looking forward to your special Easter service, we've got Anne and Ronald Whiteside who are watching from Dundonald as well, we've got Annie and Leah McKee, we've got Faith, Lillianne and Mum, we've got Thomas and Chloe, we've got Irene Coates watching and she says hello everyone, we've got Paul Wilson and Paul says looking forward to tonight's special Easter meeting, we've got Elaine Newell, we've got Sylvia Dixon, also we've got Jasmine and Zach are watching, Kathy McCammon, we've got Margaret and Adrian are watching, wishing everybody at Beeline a very blessed Easter. He is risen. And of course, that's the wonderful truth of Easter, most certainly. We've got Auntie Pauline and Jack, and they're looking forward to the meeting tonight. We've got David and Mr. and Mrs. Crane listening tonight. We've got Samuel Thompson, and he says, hi, everyone. We've got Esther McShane, and she says, I'm watching and looking forward to tonight's Beeline, the singing and the story. Thank you, Esther. We've got also Hannah Garrity. We've got the Saunderson family watching and looking forward to the Easter meeting tonight. We've got Jenna Cooper watching and she says hello from Dromore. We've got James and Adam and Lydia watching with their family. We've got hello from Alice Kennedy and family. And we've got Emily and Holly on YouTube. So that's lots of people already, and thank you for tuning in and thank you for putting your comments in. So make sure if you haven't had your name read out yet, you get your comments in and we'll get them read out in another wee moment. But just now we're going to have a wee word of prayer, and we're going to do our prayer drill as we always do. We have our A, and that means our arms are folded. B, we bow our heads because we're coming into the presence of God. And see, we close our eyes. Our Father and our God, we thank thee tonight that we have this wonderful story that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and alive forevermore. We thank thee, Lord, that the one who died for us on the cross to take away our sin, that he is no longer on the cross, no longer in the tomb, but that he rose again. And that today he lives. And we thank the Lord today that he saves boys and girls, mums and dads, people of all ages. Lord, we thank thee that you still save from sin. And Lord, we pray that even tonight, Lord, as we would go through this special Easter meeting, Lord, that you would give help. We pray, Lord, you'll remember Isaac and Faith, Lord, as they would help in the choruses and the actions. Pray, Lord, you'll help everybody, Lord, who's taking part tonight. And remember as well, Lord, all who are watching, all the young people, the older people as well. We pray, Lord, for any who as yet do not know thee as Savior, we pray, Lord, that even tonight, Lord, that they will ask the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart and that they would receive thee as their Savior. Bless all the boys and girls at this time. Lord, you know just all the difficulties, Lord, they've been going through over these past number of weeks and months. And Lord, keep your hand upon them for good and keep your hand upon their wee minds even as well, we pray. Bless everyone and bless us all tonight. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to ask our helpers to come back up again. We're going to keep you fit tonight. Thank you so much. And we're going to sing this chorus based on the words of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. All right, so I hope you're all singing really well at home. All right, if there is somebody in your house who's not singing well, you put their name into the comment section. We will name and shame them and make sure that they sing well the next time. All right.
For God so loved the world, God so loved the world, God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him
And again, that's a wonderful truth to know that God so loved us that he gave his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Just before we have another chorus, we're going to read out some more names. Are you okay just to stand there for a wee minute? Is that all right, Faith? Good, good, good. Okay, we've got Jacob and Phoebe watching. We've got Aaron and Leah Oliver watching from Newton Hamilton. We've got Dorothy Kennedy, and she says, hello, Garth, Rachel, and Isaac. And we've got Auntie Ruth watching. And Auntie Ruth says, hello, everyone. So sorry I can't be with you tonight, but I know you're all in capable hands with Auntie Sarah and me and the whole team, and hope you enjoy the meeting. It's very different watching at home, but I'm looking forward to our special Easter service. Keep Auntie Rachel busy in the comments and let us know you're all watching. God bless you all. George Walker replies, hi, boss. I don't know who he's talking about there, probably to Sharon. And then we've got Phoebe and Ruby and watching. We've got Elaine Newell watching, and she says, God bless Ruth. Have a well-deserved rest. Beeline is in good hands. Well, it's in hands. Anyway, we've got Rosaline Martin watching, and she says, thanks, Philip. And yes, of course, this wouldn't happen without Uncle Philip and all the work that he does behind the scenes. We've got Joshua and Lydia and Nathan watching from Armagh, and we've also got Merrill and Derek watching as well. Glad to have you all in tonight. So we've got another chorus. This time it's an action chorus, and it's wide, wide as the ocean. All right. So we do our actions. You happy enough, Faith, with your actions? Okay, Isaac, you know what we're doing? Wide, wide is the ocean and high as the heavens above. And you can't do this one sitting down. You have to stand up. All right? Okay, so let's see everybody singing and hear everyone singing their very best. Okay, let's hear you sing.
The heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, is my Savior's love. I'm all so unworthy, still I'm a child of his care. Lord, his word teaches me that his love reaches me everywhere.
And again,
why is the ocean high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, is my Savior's love. I know so unworthy, still I'm a child of his care. For his word teaches me that his love reaches me everywhere.
One last time. Boys and girls, again, that's a wonderful truth to know that God loves us. No matter what age we are, he loves us, young and old, big and small, he loves us so much. Okay, thank you so much, Isaac and Faith. We'll let you have a wee rest again, and we'll call you up in just another few moments. So this time we're going to ask Auntie Sarah to come back and do some announcements.
Well, boys and girls, I hope you've been enjoying that singing so far. Maybe you're just getting warmed up, but you've plenty of more opportunities to get your voice into good singing mode. Thank you so much for joining with us again tonight. I have a few things that I need to get out here, and I think you might know what they are when you hear this rustling. You've probably guessed already. I know Uncle George has. Yes, you're very welcome. Children, family members, workers, past workers as well, who are always so faithful at listening in. Whether you're listening on Facebook, YouTube, or Sermon Audio, you are very welcome. And if you haven't done so already, I know some people maybe join in a little bit later. You maybe didn't hear me say at the start. But if you are new, please make sure you put your name into the comment box. Let us know that you're new, and we can call you out as new. If you are in sermon audio on YouTube, I'm going to say again, even though Auntie Ruth is not with us tonight, please let her know. Still text her. Let her know you're on. And if you have her number, text her, and then she'll let us know through Facebook, and you can have your name read out. Now, I do apologise. The announcements might be a wee bit lengthy, but I've just got so much to tell you. So you make sure you listen out, because there's going to be lots happening within the next few weeks. So make sure you listen out. Again, let me officially welcome the Wilsons from Dundonald, the Reverend Garth Wilson from Sandown Road Free Presbyterian Church, his wife Rachel, my sister, and little Isaac, my nephew. They are so welcome tonight, and we've really enjoyed Garth taking the meeting so far, and we're looking forward to the memory verse and also to the story. And we thank them for taking the time to come down from their busy schedule and meet with us today and take our service, our special Easter service. And Isaac, you've done a great job already, as has Faith as well. Now, I did say at the start, boys and girls, that unfortunately Auntie Ruth couldn't make it tonight. And we do apologise, but we are so glad, and we heard her message there that she's watching online with us, and we really miss her here, and I know you do too tonight. But she would just love to have been here, and it breaks her heart that she's not. And as you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, every week Auntie Ruth replies to each and every one of your comments individually, and she takes the time to do that, and sometimes that takes her right up to 2 o'clock in the morning, and she takes the time to do that, and sometimes even the next morning she finishes them when she gets up. Unfortunately, last week, though, in the middle of replying to you all, she took very unwell, and very unwell very suddenly, and she had to be taken to hospital. She was kept in, but she got home the next day, and it ended up that I had to finish the comments for her because she just wasn't able to at all. She is now having complete rest at home at the moment, and I know that she would really appreciate your prayers. And we pray that God would be pleased to restore her body to full health and strength. And I know that you and your mums and dads and grandparents or whoever watches in will be praying for her too, and we really miss her. And I know that you miss her tonight, so what we're going to do is we're going to get a very special message for Auntie Ruth. And I want you at the very top of your voices to shout, "Get well soon." In a moment, I'm going to count to three, and we're all going to do it here in the hall as well. We're going to shout, "Get well soon, Auntie Ruth." Will you do that with me? So after three, one, two, three, "Get well soon, Auntie Ruth." Okay, that message is for you, Ruth. Did you hear them? I hope you did. I think I heard them too. You know, we'd said it in here. So yes, get well soon, Auntie Ruth, and we miss you very much. Boys and girls, in light of that, you know that Auntie Ruth does do the comments. So tonight, I hope you'll understand, and I'm sure you do, she'll not be typing into the comments box to you tonight individually, but we will send an overall general message to you because we do really appreciate you listening in every week to Beeline, and we do not want that to go missed. So we will be commenting to you in general, but it will not be individually, and we do know that you will understand that. We have Sunday school online at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. And this Sunday, it's a very special one because we have Andrew McMullen from CEF who is coming to take the story that day. We also have the Bible class afterwards with Stephen at 4 p.m. too. Please continue to remember to pray for the work in Uganda and the little children that we sponsor. And as you know, the Esther Challenge has been on for a number of weeks now. And of course, I have these Malteser bunnies, I have mini eggs, my favourite, Kit Kat bunnies, we have dairy milk, and we have a mini eggs bar. I've tried one of these and they're amazing, by the way. And if you would like to grab one of those and get your hands on one of those, you know what you need to do. We have the Esther Challenge. And boys and girls, here are the categories for the Esther Challenge just once more, because next week is the cutoff date. You have until next week to do this. So this is from year five and over. Again, the age group doesn't matter. If you are younger and you want to try it, that's fine too. We have a word search and we have a crossword. We also have a maze for those who are in year one to year four. Again, if you are older or younger and you want to try it, give it a go. Then we have a lovely little colouring of Esther's lovely dress and her jewels for preschool and under. But again, if you want to do that and you're older, you feel free. And boys and girls, we have said before, We would love some adults to even do this, but we've had no adults yet. So I know, Uncle George, how could you pass one of these? Come on, you know you like your chocolate. So why don't you colour in Esther's dress and get a wee bar of chocolate for yourself? I know you love colouring in too. I have some names of some entries that we've received from last week. And I know Auntie Ruth has put them up on the screen before, but there's just so many of them. I'm just going to read their names, who has given in from last week to this week. We have Isabel Beggs, we have Jack Finch, Ashley Cooper, Chloe Allen. She actually sent in, she did two, and you're very welcome to do that as well if you want to do more than one of the challenges. Bethany Russell, James Russell, Rose Patterson, Charlie Patterson, Elijah Heenan, Susanna Heenan, Phoebe Cameron, and Jacob Cameron. Thank you so much. And again, you've got one more week. And if you want to give it a go, you just send it. And what you can do is you can actually photograph your entry and you can send it through WhatsApp, email or Messenger. There will be details at the very end slide if you don't have a number or an email address. And if you want, if you're finding it difficult to print it off, or you're finding it's not printing off for you, we can send it to you in the post. And you just send a message to Ruth and she will give you the details of where to post that to. Now, we're going to be taking a break for 2 weeks for Easter, but we're going to return again on Wednesday, the 14th of April. And Mr. Murray will be there that night, and he will be telling us another story in our Children of the Bible series. Now, we're sad to say, boys and girls, that our meetings will soon be drawing to a close. Our final night for Beeline is Wednesday, the 28th of April. Keep that in mind. It's going to be a very special night. It's probably going to be a very sad night because we don't want to go. But it's going to take the form of a prize-giving night to celebrate and to mark all the excellent attendance that there has been from the start of the season way back in September. So you keep that in mind and don't forget to join us then. So boys and girls, I'm going to hand back now to Garth. I'm going to hide these chocolates from him because I know he likes them too. And we'll see you at the end of the meeting. And stay tuned.
Thank you, Auntie Sarah. And yes, we all like chocolates, don't we? So they're here and I won't touch them, promise you. Okay, let's have some more shout-outs. We've got Jonathan and Jane Crane, and they say hello, everyone. We've got Rosaline Martin, and she says you're kept busy, Rachel. Good. We've got Lorraine and Irvine Furley. We've got Stephen and Julie Taylor. They're watching on Sermon Audio from 6 Mile Cross. We've got Andrew Barr. Lovely to join in and watch your Easter service. Glad to have you as well. Also, we've got Jake McShane, and we've got Seth and Alice. We've also got Angela Cherry, who's watching from Lurgan as well. Glad to have you. Esther Morrison, and Esther says, you can't get rid of Grace and Hannah, Mr. Wilson. No, I wouldn't want to get rid of Grace and Hannah. Grace and Hannah have been very faithful supporters of ours for when we started Explorers Online a year ago last night, and they've been always very encouraging and supportive. So we're glad that you're in tonight, Grace and Hannah from Dromore. Valerie Beattie is also watching. Glad to have you, Valerie. We've got Anne Drury, and Anne says Faith and Isaac are doing a great job. Well done. So well done. And also Naomi Gray, and she says great singing, Isaac and Faith. And Joanne Newell says Jacob is watching. And also Mishka, is watching as well. So thank you to all. And keep getting your names in and getting your comments in, and more will be read out. Okay, where are we? Oh yes, we're going to sing another song, so we need two more helpers up, and we're going to sing a well-known children's song, one that I used to sing in children's meetings many years ago, and wasn't on PowerPoint. We had those paper things, was like a bit like a newspaper, and all it had on was these words, good news. Okay, so the wonderful good news is that Christ lives for me. All right, you going ready to sing, both of you? Yeah? Okay, let's hear you sing your best.
Good news for me. Good news, good news.
lights light up. That's my fault. Apologies about that. Everybody was looking very weirdly at me. So my fault, my apologies. We weren't going to get away without any hitches, and we've got so far without any, so just one yet, but we'll keep counting. Okay, let's sing another one. This is a lovely, lovely chorus. He is Lord, he is Lord, he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Singing that lovely chorus well at home. So thank you so much to Isaac and Faith. We'll let you sit down now for another wee minute. Thank you for all your help tonight, but we'll ask him up again another wee moment. So we've got more shout-outs. We've got Trevor Beattie, who's watching from Waringstown. We've got Naomi Gray watching, and she says, get well soon, Auntie Ruth. Also, Rosaline Martin says, get well soon, Auntie Ruth, and we all say that as well. We've got Emma McCrum, we've got Norma Blackburn, and we've got Valerie Hamilton watching as well. We've got Anne Wilson saying, sorry to hear you're not well, Auntie Ruth, miss you tonight, but take it easy. We've got also Charlie and Rose Patterson. We've got Laura Dixon, and she says, get well soon, Auntie Ruth. We've got Joanne Newell, and she says, hope Auntie Ruth is feeling better very soon, praying for you and your family. Jacob misses seeing you at Beeline. And we all miss Auntie Ruth at Beeline, especially me tonight. But anyway, Fiona Muir and Elvis Hamilton are watching. Leon and Riley Bell are watching. And Heather Saunderson's watching. And she says, get well soon. Ruth, take care and God bless. So thank you for all of those comments. Okay, let's quickly keep moving on, and we're going to come to our memory verse for tonight. Our memory verse is found in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and the verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Okay, so I want you to give yourselves a good shake. Maybe you are just getting a wee bit sleepy and tired. Give yourself a good shake, and let's try this memory verse after two, all together as we have it. After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Okay, that was good. Let's do it one more time, just the way it is. After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Very good. Okay, so we're going to change it a little, and this is where I always go wrong, but every time you see the word in red, what we do instead of saying it, we clap. Okay, so if the word is in red, you clap instead of saying it. Okay, so let's see how we get on. All the rest, you just say the words in black or the words in white. You just say those words. Just the words in red, and you clap for those. Okay, so after two, one, two. The says in chapter 1, verse, behold the of God, which away the of the. Very good. Okay. I think we should actually say the word as well as do the clapping. Okay. So that's maybe a better idea. But we're going to make it a little more confusing just now. Okay. So we still clap and say the word. But now in the words that are green, we have to stand up. So if you're sitting down, when it comes to green words, you can stand up. All right. So if you haven't had your daily exercise as yet tonight, you're going to get it now. Okay. So after two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Okay, 1 second. All right, so I'm going to do it with you. All right, so don't follow me, just follow the words, because I'll get it wrong. And maybe my head is blocking the rest of it, but I'll try to follow it as well. Okay, so after two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." See, that's how you do it. Not. Okay, very good. Now, let's do it this time with lots of Easter eggs over it. All right. Let's see if you can remember it this time. After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now, I'm not going to explain this verse just now, because we're going to come to it in a wee moment in our memory verse, okay? But I want you to learn it. I want you to see if you can try your best to remember it, because it's a wonderful verse telling us about the Lamb of God. And we'll find out a wee bit more about the Lamb of God in our story in just a few seconds' time. So let's do it one more time for the last. After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Well done. Well done, boys and girls. And I hope you can try to remember it and see if you can learn that verse off. That would be good. Okay, so we've got one more chorus. Yep, one more chorus, another lovely chorus. "I want to know Christ who died for me." So this is the last time I'm going to ask you to come up. He's all tired. Yeah, ready for bed? Yeah, were you doing the actions down there? Were you up and down and clapping and all the rest of it? No, okay. All right, anyway, okay, let's try this chorus before we come to our story. That is our greatest need, boys and girls. No matter what age you are, mums and dads, the greatest need of our heart is to know Christ. Thank you so much, Isaac and Faith. Really appreciate all your help tonight. We've got more shout-outs that I'll go through just now. And we have got Noah Dummigan watching. We've got Joyce and John Walker watching and enjoying the meeting. Jennifer, Mrs. Crane says, "Lovely to see everyone. Faith and Isaac are doing so well. Also, it is special to hear all the listeners' names called out. Ruth, God bless you and make you well soon."
And Wilson, my mum, says, well done, Faith and Isaac, very good singing and actions. Jack Savage says, Kayleigh and James Hamilton are also watching. Jack Savage is watching. Annabelle, Melissa and Mason are watching. Lydia and Sophie Irwin are watching. Adam Furley is watching. Isaac and Charlie White are watching in Waringstown. We've got Jane Morrow watching. Late to get the names in as Mummy was away. Holly, Noah and Bobby are watching. Glad to have you tonight. And also Isabel Beggs is watching. So thank you to all, and there'll be more shout-outs at the end of the meeting. So if you haven't got your name in already, you get it in just now. So before we come to our story for tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to have a wee word of prayer, all right, and just be nice and quiet. So boys and girls, I want you just to settle down nice and quietly. Turn the TV off if you're not, as long as you're not watching this on TV. But if there's any Nintendo Switches or Xboxes or whatever phones, turn them all off just for now, and let's listen very carefully for the last few moments of our story. But let's have a wee word of prayer. Let's do our ABC, our prayer drill, our arms folded, bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for being with us already, and we pray, Lord, that you'll help us now as we come to consider thy word, as we come, Lord, to consider the wonderful story of Easter tonight. We pray, Lord, you'll speak to every young person and older person as well, and Lord, especially if there's some listening, tuning into us tonight who are not yet saved, may they tonight come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. May they realize that their greatest need tonight is to know him. Bless us, we pray, in the Saviour's name we ask. Amen. Amen. So, tonight, our Easter story is about the Easter lamb. Now, if I were to ask you, what does Easter mean to you? Or if I were just to say the word Easter to you, I wonder what sort of things would you say? Maybe you would think, first of all, of an Easter egg. Yeah. We all love Easter eggs, and there's lots of Easter eggs in here, and I really love mini eggs, so they might be gone before the end of the meeting, but maybe when you think of Easter, you think of Easter eggs, and you're hoping to get lots of Easter eggs, I'm sure, and I'm sure you will get lots of Easter eggs. But maybe if someone else were not just to think about Easter eggs, maybe they were to think about Easter bonnets. And decorating your Easter hats, and this was a big thing at one time, and you had to have them all fancy, and all a whole new outfit for Easter, and looking really well, and all the wee chicks around your Easter bonnet, and maybe that's what you think of whenever we talk about Easter. Maybe for someone else, it's the Easter bunny, and you go out and have your Easter hunts, and you pretend you're bunnies, looking for all the Easter eggs, maybe in your garden or somewhere around the house. And that's what you think of, maybe, about Easter. Or maybe you're a bit like me, and when you think of Easter, you think of hot cross buns. I love hot cross buns. Nobody in our house likes hot cross buns. That means when I get them, I eat them all. I love hot cross buns, and there's lots of all different varieties now. But maybe that's what you think of whenever you think of Easter, hot cross buns. But we're going to think about these pair of boys tonight, lambs, because it's at this time of the year when we see all the newborn lambs out in the fields, jumping, skipping about, running up and down the hedges and the ditches and running after each other, and their mummies running to get them. And it's just lovely to see all the lambs in the fields at the moment, because it reminds us of a new life and of a new beginning. And we want to think tonight not about these lambs, these nice, woolly, fluffy lambs that are nice and cuddly. And maybe you have lambs at home. Maybe you have pet lambs. Whenever I was a boy at home on the farm, there were pet lambs and you had to go and feed them with a bottle. Maybe their mummy had died and they had to get milk and you fed them with a bottle several times a day and they were just like a wee pet. They came around you. Maybe you have pet lambs. But we're not thinking about these lambs tonight. We're thinking about another lamb. And what I want us to do tonight is to, just as we come to an end, I want us to go on a wee journey. And we're going to go to different places tonight. And I want you to keep with me as we journey through different places and come to different places that all have to do about the lamb.
And the first thing we want to think about tonight is the picture of the Lamb. And the first place I want you to come to with me tonight is a mountain. A mountain that we're told about way at the beginning of the Bible. And it's called Mount Moriah. And on that mountain, Abraham and his son, God told them to go up that mountain, and God told Abraham he had to sacrifice his son up on that mountain. And Isaac was following his daddy, making their way up the mountain, and he knew what was going to happen. They were going to offer a sacrifice, but Abraham hadn't told Isaac at this stage that he was going to be the sacrifice. But then Isaac started to wonder, and he said to his dad, you know, we've got the stones for the altar, we've got the wood for the altar, but he said, where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? Because he knew he was brought up in that situation where sacrifices were offered and a lamb was offered, but he knew there was no lamb. And he said, where is the lamb, Daddy? We've got everything else here. We've got the wood, we've got the sticks, and we'll make the fire, but there's no sacrifice. Abraham didn't say anything apart from this. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. Abraham knew that God had told him that Isaac was to be the sacrifice, but not even Abraham knew what was going to happen after that. Because as Abraham put Isaac on the altar, and he was going to be that sacrifice, and he lifted the knife, and this was in obedience to God. He was being faithful to God. All of a sudden, out of heaven, a voice cried, Abraham, Abraham. And he looked, and it was God calling him and speaking to him. And he said, look around you, and look behind you, because behind you, you will see a ram, a lamb caught in the hedge. And he looked, and lo and behold, there it was. And this lamb was going to be the sacrifice instead of Isaac. It was going to take the place of Isaac. And he says, don't kill your son Isaac. I've seen your faith. But now take this ram, this lamb, and sacrifice it instead. And that lamb was going to be what we call a substitute. It was going to take Isaac's place. And you know that wonderful story there in Genesis, it tells us of the picture of the lamb. Because that's not just a story and a nice story to hear about and to read about. It's telling us about something. And it's telling us about the Lamb of God who would come, and we'll come to in a wee moment, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he would be our sacrifice. He would be our substitute. He would take our place. And he would pay for our sin. So there, at the very start of the Bible, we have a picture of the Lamb there on Mount Moriah. But I want us to keep coming on this journey and move on a little more. And we want now to think about the pointing to the Lamb. Because we come now away into the New Testament, and we come to a man by the name of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was sent by God. He was to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was to tell people that Jesus Christ is coming. He's going to be the Messiah. He's going to be the Savior. He's going to take away your sin, that your religion can't do it. All your good works can't do it. But Jesus Christ can do it. And John the Baptist was sent to be what is termed as the forerunner, to prepare the way. So in this wilderness place, John was preaching, and all these people were listening to John preaching, and he was saying, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to be your Savior, and he's going to be your Messiah, he's going to be your Redeemer. And the people were a bit confused, and they said, are you going to be our Savior? And they looked to John and said, are you going to be our Redeemer? And John said, no. And while John was preaching, and all that congregation were gathered there, the Lord Jesus Christ came. He came walking, And just as he came walking, what did John do? He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." What was he doing? He was pointing all the people to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb of God. See, people thought that John would save them. People thought that John could help them. But John says, "No, it's not me. I can't do anything. I'm here to point you to the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your Savior." And you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, and older people who are listening tonight, we're not here to tell you about anything that there is in us or about our church, about anything that we can do. We're here tonight to point you, like John, to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is your only Savior. He's the only one that can take away your sin. And there in the middle of the wilderness and nothing else around, and all these people, they started to look. Behold. And that word behold there, it means to look away, to take your eyes off where you are looking and look to somewhere else. And what John was saying, listen, take your eyes away from me. I can't do anything for you. I'm only a preacher. But take your eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And boys and girls, we want you to see the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And this wonderful Easter story, that he is your only Savior. That brings us then in another place. We move from a mountain to a wilderness back to another mountain. Because remember, the Lord Jesus Christ had come into the world by this stage. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to do one very specific thing. Now, yes, he healed people of their diseases, and people who were lame, they could walk. People who were blind, he made them able to see. But that's not why he came. He came to go to a place called Mount Calvary. He came to go to a place outside the walls of Jerusalem, a place called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And there he was going to die on a cross, a wooden cross. And there all the Roman soldiers were going to mock him, and they were going to laugh at him, and they were going to make fun at him. And all the people would be gathered around his cross, and they were all going to mock the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were going to give him vinegar to drink. And they were going to place this crown of thorns, not just wee small jaggy thorns, but big, big thorns into his head. And so much so that people didn't even recognize him. The blood was running down his face so much. Because the Lord Jesus Christ had to suffer. He had to suffer. Yes, he suffered at the hands of man. The very men, people that he had created, he suffered at their hands. That was his pain. But more especially, he suffered at the hands of God the Father. Because while he was hanging on the cross there, on that middle cross, all of a sudden the whole earth went black and there was darkness everywhere. And it was at that time when God the Father put all the sin of the world upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ suffered. He suffered. Suffered pain we'll never be able to know, or we will never feel. But you know, he made some remarkable statements while he was on the cross. And this was one of the most remarkable of them all. "Father, forgive them." And you know, boys and girls, there's only one way our sins can be forgiven. It's through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ had to die. We think of the Easter story. It's not just all about the Easter eggs. It's not all about the bonnets. Not all about the hot cross buns. It's not about those things at all. It's about a reminder that Jesus Christ came into this world to suffer on the cross as the Lamb of God, to forgive our sins. But I want us to come now to one final place. And on this journey, we come to the end of the Lord's earthly journey. He has risen again from the dead, and now it's time for him to go back to his Father. And I want us to think finally tonight about the promise of the Lamb. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, came to a place called Mount Olivet. And there with his disciples, he came to that place, he came to that mountain, and there he was going to go back to heaven. And as the disciples gathered there, and as they saw the Lord go back into heaven, well, they were very fearful. They didn't know what's going to happen now. Is this the end of it? Jesus has died and he's risen again and now he's back to heaven. Is it all over? Is it all in vain? But you know, as they watched the Lord Jesus Christ going back into heaven, the angels from heaven spoke and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall so come as in like manner as ye have seen him go." In other words, Jesus is coming back. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave that promise to his disciples before he left. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, he says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." That was his promise. He's coming again. And that promise is still to be fulfilled. But one day, you can be sure, the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. The first time he came to be our Savior, he came to go to the cross to suffer as the Lamb of God, to take away our sin. But the next time he's coming, not to be our Savior, to be our Judge. And you know, boys and girls, you need to be ready. We don't know when Jesus will come again, but we need to be ready. He will come. That's his promise. And all of his promises are true. But he will come. But you need to be ready. You need to ask Jesus Christ into your heart tonight. Doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter how old you are, or how young you are, or good or bad you are. You need to be saved tonight. You need to be ready, for the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He came to prepare the way for you to go to heaven. And that way was through the Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Not only his death, but also his resurrection and his going back into heaven. But he's coming again. Boys and girls, are you ready? The Lamb of God. Do you know him tonight as your Savior? If not, then why not even tonight? Ask him into your heart to save you. Make this the greatest Easter. Make this the greatest time in your life when you ask Jesus Christ into your heart to forgive you of your sin, to take away your sin, and he will forgive you. Remember what he cried from the cross, "Father, forgive them." There's nothing else that can save us. There's nothing else that is of any use to us but the Lord Jesus Christ, because only he and his precious blood that was shed there on the cross can forgive us of our sins. All the journey through, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. All the Bible, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and his wonderful plan of redemption. Boys and girls, is he your Savior tonight? But what about mums and dads? Do you know him tonight? What is the Easter story really about to you? May it be real tonight to all. May Jesus Christ be your Savior. May you come, even tonight, ask him into your heart to save you. Let's just bow in a wee word of prayer before we hand back to Auntie Sarah. Before we bow in prayer, boys and girls, maybe you are concerned and you would like to be saved, and maybe someone at home is saved, you can speak to them. Or if you want to make contact here with the church, you do that. You'd like to speak to any of the Beeline workers or speak to Mr. Murray, the minister of the church, you do that. And you make contact. It's very important tonight that you get saved, that you're right with God. Our Father and our God, we thank thee tonight for the wonderful story of the Easter Lamb. And Lord, we pray that it will not just be a story, but Lord, it'll be a reality. Lord, we thank thee that you came into this world to die on the cross to be our Savior. And Lord, we pray that tonight you will save boys and girls, older people as well. Lord, we pray that tonight you'll come into their hearts, take away their sin. And Lord, that this night they will be ready for that day when the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. Bless thy word, we pray, In the Saviour's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Boys and girls, just before I leave, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been lovely to be with you this evening. We really appreciate all who have listened and tuned in. Pray the Lord will bless you. I trust you have a good Easter break and enjoy your Easter eggs and all that you get. Enjoy your Easter holidays as well. And I want to thank Andy Ruth for asking me to be here tonight. It's been a real privilege. Just a pity she can't be with us, but we trust that you get well soon. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you all safe. And I'll hand over now to Auntie Sarah.
Well, boys and girls, I know I really enjoyed that story, and it is always so lovely to be reminded about the Easter Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you've taken on board what has been said and that you will behold him and look to him as your own and personal Saviour. We want to thank you so much for joining in tonight. Now, I do understand that some people maybe had a little bit of difficulty getting onto Facebook tonight, and some of you have been watching from YouTube. That's great. If you've missed any part of the meeting, if you've missed maybe some of the announcements and you need to know them, you can go back and listen in. Just to remind you again, if you did miss the announcements, just that the Easter Challenge is still on as of till next week. Next week is the deadline, and you can still have time to do that. We also do apologise that the meeting started off on our main church Facebook page instead of our Beeline, but then it's switched on to that. So we have seen comments on both, and hopefully we have read your name out. I do have a few more names to read out before we end. So we have Adrian and Linda Monteith. Faith and Isaac, they say, Faith and Isaac are a little ray of sunshine to watch. Well done. How lovely. John and Francis Dummigan say, hi Ruth, we miss you, praying that you will be back soon, and they have been looking forward to this Easter meeting. Kirsten Wilson and Leah Wilson, that is my nieces, Garth and Rachel's two children and Isaac's sisters, they're watching along with Bobby the dog, and I hope Bobby was doing the actions for Wide, Wide is the Ocean. We have Amy McCullough, Chloe Thompson, Rebecca and Jessica Graham, Jean Crane, she says and is promoting her work, Marks and Spencer. She said salted caramel and chocolate hot cross buns from M&S are the best. So there we go. They'll be sold off the shelves now, Jane. Uncle John and Auntie Frances were watching on Sermon Audio, and they're really enjoying the meeting. We have Eliana and Levi Milliken. We have Charlie and Summer Savage. We have Auntie Grace from long ago. Grace, you Pritchard, you're very welcome too. And then Ruth has a final message for you boys and girls. You listen. She really enjoyed the meeting tonight. Well done, Isaac and Faith. You were great. Really enjoyed the story. Thank you all for your lovely thoughts and prayers, everyone. I really appreciate your kindness. Hope you all have a lovely Easter. God bless Ruth. And we have one more. We have, last but not least, Madison and Jensen. You are very welcome too. So boys and girls, if you look at our last slide, it says to keep in mind that not joining us next week or the week after that, but it says we hope you will join us again on Wednesday, the 14th of April. And as we close, we're going to leave you with a lovely song. It's a very old song, but yet it's got a really fresh message of the gospel in it. And it's called I'll Cherish the Old Rugged Cross. So you listen to the words. And of course, as you think about them, Jesus died on the cross. We heard that in our story tonight. He rose again. He's not dead. He's alive. And we sang good news every week at the Beeline. We have good news for you. And we heard the good news of the gospel tonight again. And please, as Garth has said, will you not turn and behold the Easter Lamb? Good night and happy Easter, everyone. And all